yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. It is Saturday morning and... and we are listening. Yes, the battle is here. Well, we'll have to clarify the underworld. I listen. Always. I like that movie. Ice Age. I live by the river where the other 99% is, ladies and gentlemen. We are the 99%. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's
Sports Talk with the Guys.
Home of the Monday morning quarterbacks on Saturday.
And Monday night, how's it going, everyone?
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? He, of course, is the big dog.
And you are the hungover scorekeeper.
I don't know if I'm hungover, big dog. It was just a good day yesterday.
You've had a very busy week.
I have, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Want to congratulate you on your anniversary to Mrs. Scorekeeper, which happened on Tuesday.
And then 2 days later.
And 2 days later, it was Mrs. Scorekeeper's birthday.
And I told her.
I told her
on your behalf.
Thank you very much. And then, of course, yesterday, your beautiful eldest daughter graduated from high school.
Yes, my eldest.
So, one down, one to go.
Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it was great that she decided.
No, that was great.
It was great that she decided to walk and...
some of you that don't know the drama. I mean, it was Edson Stone, right, big dog?
You can only do it
you
once.
You went walking.
I mean, yeah, you can only do it once. It's great when you do. And...
oh, no, sorry. That's nothing.
So...
oh, here are the notes that I gave my daughter for my Tuesday Night in America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look. Look at what she came up with.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah, so... I guess I was so hung and drunk over and, or I don't know, whatever yesterday, that I was having some conversations, and I thought we were establishing a loose confederation yesterday, but apparently I got an email that talked about merging of the empires. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, this isn't Birth of the Federation or Master Orion.
Who are you merging with?
I'm not merging with anyone.
Well, as of yesterday, who did you think you were merging with?
Ian. Ian thought he was merging. Or the empire was merging together. I'm like, well, Ian, we got to talk first. So this is definitely premature. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is some incredible news. Sports Geeks, Sci-Fi Pulse, and NDB Media are forming one of the greatest empires the world has ever known. We are going where places, well, quite frankly, everyone else is gone. But we're going to do it better. That's why we're going to do it better, because of all those other idiots that have gone before us. We are going to be merging our forces because we are three huge websites. And life is good.
I'm reading your Patron comments.
My Patron comments?
Yes.
How are you talking about my Patron comments?
I'm reading your Facebook.
That's not fair. Do not read what happened yesterday. Okay, what did I say?
Oh, no, I'm just reading the comments from Alan and a Miguel Taylor.
I don't know. Amanda.
Okay.
That's Amanda, damn it.
Well, Alan wants to know why you didn't share.
I didn't catch that post. I'm a little messed up yesterday. But speaking of being messed up, he's in the chat room. I want to bring him on right now. Yeah, I'm not hungover for this. His name is Couch. Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh, yeah, he is the hardest working man in sports. See, I didn't do my usual drone. That would have scared off everyone. But good morning, Couch Potato. He is the hardest working man in sports. I should record that, but it's kind of like the same way that you don't record the Tim intro. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Oh, good morning, Couch Potato. It was a glorious day yesterday. I didn't expect it to turn out the way it did. We were rushing everywhere. And after I had the Patron, surprisingly, it was, you know, I think within 3 minutes, I'm like, oh, God, this goes straight to the brain.
Well, yeah. When you're not a drinker, yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. And I had eaten a whole hell of a lot, too. I had eaten a great deal, Big Dog. Did you want some coffee? Did you want a cup of Joe?
No.
Hey, Joe Estrada. That was for you. I always think of you when I say cup of Joe.
I'll have a cup of Scarlett Johansson. That would be great.
I think we're going to be changing this. It's no longer Joe Estrada. It's Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in my mythical world, long before I knew Scarlett. This is kind of interesting. The you know, in Empire Strikes Back, it's Coruscant. I mean, not Empire Strikes Back, but Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The capital city is Coruscant. Well, in the mythical empire of the League of Planets, otherwise known as the Roger D. Noriega mythical world, the planet was Johansson, without even knowing. And then Scarlett comes into my world. So this was just a little bit of psycho drama that comes from me. Yankees won. They kicked the crap out of the Washington Nationals. How you doing, Andy? I'm sorry, I mean Andreas, Sox fan. Boston's in last. And Washington got his butt kicked by the Yankees.
And Boston lost yesterday to Chicago. But a butt whipping was Colorado.
Oh, yes, baby. Let's hear it.
Colorado beat Detroit 12-4.
And do you know the details of that victory?
They were tied 4-4 going in nine. They scored 8 runs in the 10th inning. That is pretty grand, damn great. And another blowout was Tampa Bay and Miami, as Tampa Bay beat Miami 11-0.
Oh, yeah. That one was kind of easy, yeah.
Oh. And the Dodgers came from behind and beat the White Sox 7-6. Magic was happy.
Oh, wow, Big Dog. As I opened up the newspaper this morning in the Los Angeles Times, look at what's after the first page. That's a cutie. I don't give a damn about the face.
Yeah,
she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're talking about yoga. That doesn't look like yoga to me.
Naked yoga's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's cute. What's her name?
Does it matter?
Christina Serna. No, it doesn't matter. She's cute. But she must be white because she doesn't really have much up top. She's still cute, though.
Serna. That's not white.
She must have some white jeans in her because she's not very well built up top.
Yeah, but see, it's always either or. She's got a nice butt, so it's either or.
No, I don't think there's much. I mean, she's nice. Looks good. She's in the Los Angeles Times, ladies and gentlemen, in the Saturday section of the Saturday. It's food and dining, home and design, mind and body, LA affairs, gear and gadgets. That's the section. She's cute. She really is. And there's no ring on that finger. I was so stupid growing up. I never realized. I told you that story, right, of that girl that worked at that video place, the one right there in Montebello?
No.
The only girl that ever actually talked to me on a regular basis. And I thought I hit it off and blah, blah, blah. And everything. And what's the first thing they did when I walked up? I didn't notice that there was a ring. Story of my damn life. Not what I was looking at. She's cute, too. And I think she still worked. Her parents owned that one. So I could actually still find her.
See, but the thing is, she...
For you.
No.
She's our age.
I was going to say, the thing is, though, she could have had the ring, but that doesn't mean she can fool around.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you do.
As evidence of my life, I don't understand. And in many ways, I guess I'm damn proud of it. Friend zone. Don't know what the hell that means. What's up, Cash Potato? Good morning.
You were in the friend zone with her.
What did I tell you this morning about being drunk last night?
He's talking about your story. He's a video girl. You were in the friend zone.
The video girl. Yeah. She's cute, too. She's a little on the short side, but oh, my God. The only one that ever spoke to me at that age. Shit, I wanted to marry her right then and there. God. I mean, she actually said thank you after I did the purchase. Oh, that's right. It was a retail establishment. Yeah, so I pretty much had a love affair with every cashier at every place and said thank you after I paid them. Little did I know that was the basics of life. Man pays, woman says thank you. Ooh, yeah, arrogant there. She's cute! Christina Serna. Let me see if we can interview her.
You can ask her why she doesn't have much on the top.
Oh, shit, I did go off on that, didn't I?
Well, that might be another story.
I say we do her.
Okay.
I mean, you. You should do that interview. What in the hell is this sports section. Did they rob me?
Well, I have stuff.
I know you have stuff, but why am I not prepared? What a shock, right, Big Dog?
What do you think about Carlos Beltran?
What did he do? I know the Yankees won yesterday. My world is complete.
Carlos Beltran became the first switch hitter in Major League history to record 300 home runs and 300 steals when he stole second against the Kansas City Royals.
That doesn't count. When you do it against a minor league team, he no count.
Beltran stole his seventh base in 9 attempts in the second inning on Friday, his 300th in 343 attempts overall. He was caught stealing after a pickoff throw by Vin Mazzaro and easily thrown out at third. He has 321 career home runs, including the National League leading 19 this season. And bad news for Tanya's Mets.
They lost again.
No, as Major League Baseball has denied the Mets' request to have the official scoring change in Wednesday's game against Tampa Bay, preserving R.A. Dickey's one-hitter. The Mets asked for a reversal of the scoring decision on B.J. Upton's first inning infield single, claiming third baseman David Wright committed an error instead of...
Yeah, that's the only way they could have done it, because you can't replay the game.
It says, but Joe Torre, Major League Baseball's executive vice president, upheld the official scoring of the play on Friday. Dickey appreciated the Mets' efforts, but felt there would be more of a focus on the decision rather than the accomplishment if the ruling had been overturned. It says a Major League Baseball committee can reverse an official scorer's decision.
Always.
It says Torre has stated that he would seek opinions of other people, including St. Louis former St. Louis manager Tony La Russa. It says, according to the Society of American Baseball Research, which you're probably a part of, how many times has that actually happened?
Go on. I'll comment in a moment.
The lone no-hitter created after the fact was thrown by Ernie Koob of the St. Louis Browns against the Chicago White Sox on May 5th, 1917.
Okay.
So almost 100 years. And
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. And you can appeal a scorer's decision. And you can appeal a lot of stuff. But it's very difficult to appeal an umpire's a decision. See, and that's what I told you last year about the perfect game. Remember, Big Dog? You can't appeal it. You have to protest it, and you have to play the game under protest. And then Major League Baseball can come back and determine, but these stupid idiots didn't do that. So when the umpire blew the call, they should have played the game under protest. Going to come up with any freaking reason to protest it, but they're stupid. It's okay. I'm not the union guy. Well, for them.
Yeah, I said if they didn't overturn Galarraga's mess, then they weren't going to be touching Dickies.
Again, you idiots, you didn't do the right thing. They didn't.
And Tim also goes on to say, Tim says, Dickey, touch Dickey just doesn't sound right.
Wow. You're right. Okay, do an intro. Ready? Wait. Are you going to sneeze? Aww.
I guess not.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't even care.
You're going. I was like, you're going to sneeze. Till I stop.
And here he comes over that ridge. Horse is there. Nell is there. Tim, of course, is riding horse. Nell is running behind. She's trying to catch him, but Tim doesn't want anything to do with her. Why? Because he wants to play baseball.
God, and Tim is the guru. He is the man. He is everything when it comes to baseball. I always see his posts. Tim updates his whatever. I'm like, what does he say? And he's slamming everyone when it comes to baseball. Oh, my God. Timmy is a slammer. You know that, right, Big Dog?
That's because he's Canadian.
That's because he's Canadian?
Yep.
Wow. Adam Dunn cranked one out yesterday. And he's like hit like 23 now. I think he has 50 RBIs.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was going to be rude.
Oh, no. We need to be rude because his average is even pedestrian.
Well, when you said he cranked one out, you know, I didn't know he was constipated.
Fair enough. That's well done, Big Dog.
Yeah.
I like that one. Oh, thank you very much. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
He's on pace for 220 strikeouts as well.
Love you, Tim. He knew where I was going. Thank you, Timmy. I'm hungover, but not that hungover. I you know, I'm going to have to check my Facebook post. I don't know what the hell I posted yesterday.
Just the Patron bottle.
I don't know. I can get pretty stupid. And the entire family knew I was drunk yesterday.
Did we have a conversation yesterday before we went? I mean, did we have a conversation before we went live? Because my memory's a little foggy right now.
Yesterday?
Right now, before we went live. Did we have a conversation?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I hope I said that during the conversation and not on air.
Oh, you said stuff on air already, too.
All right. What did I say?
Okay, it wasn't me.
What did I say?
There's an outfielder that's available for you guys if you want to pick him up.
Bryce Harper?
No, Manny Ramirez. As Manny Ramirez was released by the Oakland A's.
Alert! Alert! Helpless incompetent asshole in vicinity.
That's right.
That was perfect.
Manny Ramirez is a free agent again after he asked for the Athletics to release him, and the team granted his request yesterday.
I think there was, get the hell out of here.
He says, the A's treated me amazingly during all this time, but sadly didn't have space for me, and this is something I can't control. I'm going home to continue my training, hoping to get a chance to play again. I'll be waiting for the call, and if God believes playing is best for me, then it'll happen. If not, I'll understand.
They only bring God into, you should have listened to Mr. Washburn's when he ripped into them 2 weeks ago about the use of God. I was like, amen, amen, say it ain't so. Oh, yeah, Todd's our resident preacher? Minister?
Minister.
Nah, I'm not of that faith. So minister.
You're a Padre.
I am actually a Padre, as are you.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I'm wearing my Yankee colors today?
Yes, you are. You found it.
I'm sorry, clarify that? What?
You found it.
You know, my poor wife. I was drunk as a dog yesterday, and... Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Let's see, hold on. No, that wasn't my wife. Okay, go on.
So 9 months from now, we might have a baby Noriega?
Nah, not gonna happen. Nah. No, she got hostile with me the other day, actually, when I was reminiscing or thinking of what it would have been like to have a boy. And she gave me the look like, are you going down that road again, you idiot? So she didn't let me finish. I was going down that road. She didn't let me finish.
Yeah, the usual.
Not as evidenced by the meals that I'm served on a daily basis.
People ripped into your picture that day. They had the greasy fries.
They just jealous.
The fries did look a little greasy, though.
It was a turkey burger. I didn't care. She made it for me. Several days this week. As evidenced by the fact when she makes me meals, that should tell you something.
Tim says that Manny is taking the Vladdy career path, saying, I am too damn good to be playing AAA. Give me a job or I walk. Remember,
he never walks.
Well, Vladdy, don't forget Big Daddy Vladdy also got his release.
Who was he?
I believe it was last year, AAA also.
With whom?
Baltimore?
Oh.
I think he had the same type of deal, not deal, but the same type of thing as Manny.
Yeah, it's called a minor league deal.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Because yeah. Vladdy, I thought, still had it in him. I can't believe that guy cannot find a job still.
Yeah.
And he was never questioned about steroids. His production has gone down.
Yeah.
That's all. He's real.
He says, where was the Lord when he was kicking that press secretary to the curb in Boston?
Oh, thank you, Timmy. That's true. Why is it that only Tim and I know about that press secretary, who was an elder statesman, who should have been charged with assault?
Tim wants to know if you found those Diet Cool Ranch yet.
I know I was going to get to that. No, I was looking at the bottom of a glass bottle yesterday and realizing that my dignity was gone, and I was so frightened I was going to do something stupid yesterday. I had no time to look for the Diet Cool Ranch. I'm surprised someone hasn't come up with the flavor yet. Diet Cool Ranch.
Tim says, you see the way Vladdy runs? There's no way he took roids.
That's right. Because every time Vladdy got hurt, he recovered like a normal human being.
Yeah.
All the time. When he got hurt, he actually went down.
And Troy Tulowitzki is going to see a doctor. again.
Why?
He's visiting another doctor on Monday as he tries to determine the cause for ongoing pain and discomfort in his left groin area. So the Denver Post reported this on Friday. That Tulowicki will fly to Philadelphia and have his groin checked by Dr. Bill Myers, a surgeon who performed sports hernia surgery on Josh Hamilton last November.
Time out.
Yes, sir.
Why do you brag about going to have your groin checked out? Why? Why do baseball? I just, you know what, I'm hurt. I'm going to go have my doctor check me out. But no, they have to say, my groin. I mean, no one gives a damn, and I wouldn't be proud of that.
Actually, you know they do, because you know if they say, oh, I'm hurt, every single report.
Tulowicki. He's white. That should tell you something.
He doesn't have a groin or what?
No, wee-wee. It's wee-wee.
What about it?
There is a wee-wee right there. They're always small.
Okay.
Don't ask me how I know. Just go on.
Trust me, I wasn't going to.
I'm surprised. Any chance to slam me, you would have gone for it.
Not with a small wee-wee, though.
Hey, big dog, that's the white folk. Now, Tim is a knucklehead, so he's in white. He's Canadian.
Okay.
Go ahead, big dog. Continue, please, because I'm beating you.
Let's see. It says, Rocky's trainer Keith Digger told the press, Telegram, that he's unsure if Tulowicki has a sports hernia, but two MRIs on the groin didn't pinpoint the problem. He was injured on May 30th against the Houston Astros, who ended up running
Apple.
It out.
Get it right, big dog, please.
An infield grounder. And he was placed on the 15-day disabled list the very next day.
What a pussy. Oh, or groin, whatever.
And, of course, everybody's favorite pitcher, Curt Schilling, is now being sued for $2.4 million.
Is the state suing him?
Not yet. They will be coming, though, I have a feeling.
Yeah. I have to sneeze. Go ahead, big dog. It's the closest thing to an orgasm. And I asked quite a few girls, and they said no.
Yes. I was about to say, no, it's not.
What? I asked them. They were like a little surprised that I asked that, and they all said no. They thought about it. Thank you, girls. And that was about it.
Because it was about the same as then. I feel sorry for the girls. That man's not doing his job right.
Well, I said in absence of an orgasm. Hey, big, where the hell'd you go? Oh, the big dog left. Yes, I'm blind solo. I must be in the front row.
How is Bob Uecker?
My buddy's doing well.
He's still,
Yeah, he came over and painted the park bench that we were on the other day. And he got all that color on him. Remember that commercial?
Uh-huh.
Where he was sitting down with, who was his compatriot in those commercials? Who was opposite Bob Uecker in those Krylon commercials?
Oh, the Krylon ones, I don't remember.
Johnny Bench.
Was it Johnny Bench?
Yes. And then when they sit down, he's like, oh, okay, let's go.
Mr. Personality, Johnny Bench?
He was okay. He was okay in those commercials. He was big dog.
Anyway, okay, here we go. Curt Schilling. The bank is suing him for to recover $2.4 million in loans it made to the former Boston Red Sox pitcher, his game company, actually. So the Boston Globe reported that RBS Citizens, better known as Citizens Bank, says Schilling, who was, of course, he was an ESPN analyst, personally guaranteed the debt to the bank, but said that he has failed and refused to pay it. Schilling, who is 38 Studios, filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection last week. It laid off the entire workforce in May, soon after it was late in making the $1.1 million payment to the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation. Rhode Island's Department of Labor and Training on Thursday suspended its investigation into claims of unpaid wages at 38 Studios because the company filed for bankruptcy. It says the company lists owing at least $2.5 million to its employees, and it says Rhode Island and Maryland, they filed bankruptcy in both those states.
Wow.
Yes. So Schilling
is just a shill.
Yep.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the hell he was thinking, and I guess he lost all of his money. And,
there it is.
That means that Schilling generally should have been a football player then.
Well, no, see, he didn't lose his money. He lost the company's money.
Oh, I think he lost a lot of money, dude. I think he did, but it's all right. And he's going to be losing a lot more.
Think he'll go to jail?
Yeah, as a CEO. Hell yeah. I think my title's president, not CEO. You know who's CEO? Ippo. The older brother of Jimo.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when they accepted that, the register recorder of the county. They don't give a damn. You can really make up all these documents. You don't
just
have to send an ID or anything.
Just make sure those internal memos don't go out and have to have you down as CEO.
Yeah, I got to talk to Ian. He says we're merging. I admit I was a little inebriated yesterday, but where the hell did that come from? I said, it's called assimilation, Ian, and you just say, yes, master. All of a sudden there's talk. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's always been a loose union, and, you know, based on the 90s and the new generation stuff, there was a loose union between NDB Media and Sports Geeks. But now, Sci-Fi Pulse has been assimilated by the Empire, NDB Media. Three of the largest websites on Blog Talk Radio, and quite frankly, on the Internet. Because if you add up all of our scores on Alexa, we're pretty damn big. Oh, I haven't checked out the NDB Media where we are in Alexa lately. We've been zooming to the top, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very, very happy. Big Dog, what do you think NDB Media is this week? NDBmedia.net.
I say we're number 9.
Yeah, uh-huh. Number 9.
Too low?
Shit, we fell. Oh, no. We are about to crack the top 100,000 in the United States of all the websites. It's not exactly good. We've been much higher. We've been in the 40,000s. There are two sites linking in. Oh, neat. Worldwide, we are in the top 1,143,215,000. Yeah. So we're getting up there. We're moving up. We're just making progress, Big Dog. I'm very happy. NDBmedia.net is zooming every day. Yeah, look, Global Rank, U.S. Rank. Wow, there are actually two websites linking in. I got to see who they are. BlogTalkRadio.com links into NDB Media. And mysportsgeeks.com. That's kind of cool. All right, so there we are. All right, Big Dog. It's 30. It's about 6:28, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be covering some more sports, especially hockey, about the parade of champions that we had down the canyons. And someone woke up. Did you hear that outside? Someone's outside the studio. This reminds me of that movie Prophecy in the late 70s. Didn't Jim Rome get butt slapped this week?
Yes, Mr. Commissioner.
Yeah. Oh, David Stern. He got tired of Jim Rome, didn't he?
He told him back. And very surprising, Rome got very defensive.
And had no real answer, huh?
And also hung up on him. Well, didn't quite hang up on him. He said, sorry, Commissioner, we are out of time. We got to go.
Oh, please tell me what happened, Big Dog. Before we get to the LA King, because I heard about this and I missed it.
Jim Rome accused, not accused, he
questioned. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
He questioned Commissioner Stern, saying if the fix was in, so to speak, since his NBA-owned team, not Charlotte, help me out. Who got the number one pick? It was the...
Oh, no, New Orleans.
New Orleans. Sorry about
no,
that.
No, Nolens.
Nolens.
There you go.
And Jim Rome said, is the fix in? And Commissioner Stern got very, very defensive with him and said, he says, I have two answers for that. The simple, easy one is no. The second, he said, shame on you for asking.
Oh, interesting.
He says, Rome went on to say that he thought it was his job to ask because people wonder. No, it's ridiculous, but that's okay, said Stern. Says Rome, who used to host the show Jim Rome is Burning on ESPN, said he didn't think the question was ridiculous because now he is on CBS Sports Network.
He got kicked off ESPN.
No, supposedly, from there he went to Fox. No, I don't remember. He's Matters. Yeah, he's bounced around. He's not once what he was.
Oh, he's not. I mean, when you have 18-minute pauses after a statement, it just gets old.
Yes. Now, this is the part where it got started getting dicey, guys. Says Rome said he didn't feel that the question was ridiculous. So Stern responded with this question to Jim Rome. He says, well, have you stopped beating your wife yet? since Rome has no history of spousal abuse, it appears the commissioner was using the traditional loaded question as a tool to make his point. And that question itself, in the case is valid, of course, the lottery presumes guilt because of what Rome said.
Yep.
So Rome responded, "I don't think that's fair."
Chrissy Everett! All over again.
It says, after a little back and forth, Rome said he had hoped Stern wouldn't hold it against him. And he says, "I wouldn't hold it against you," Stern said. "You and I have been in more contentious talks than that. But it's good copy. You do these things for cheap thrills." Rome took offense to that statement and Stern changed his characterization. He says, "Cheap trick," he said. "You've been successful in making a career of it, and it keeps coming on."
Oh!
That prompted a flurry of exchanges. This was Rome. Making a career of what? Cheap thrills? Stern, now you're getting mad. You're talking on the. You're taking on the world, and now Jim Rome was pouting. Rome, "I'm not pouting. I'm taking offense." Stern, "You want to hang up on me?" Rome, "No, I'm seriously running out of time." Stern, "Listen, I got to go call somebody more important like Stephen A. Smith. He's next on my list anyways." Rome, "Okay, you go make that call and I'll go back to someone else too, I guess. Have a nice day. I didn't hang up on you. We're officially out of time."
Wow, way to go, David Stern. Wow, Jim Rome got put in his place. All right, ladies and gentlemen. What was that question again, Big Dog, that Stern asked Jim Rome?
Because there is a lot of history about this.
Do you still beat your wife?
Wow.
Why have? Why is that?
It's a loaded question because no matter what you answer, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're like, "No, I don't beat my wife anymore." You can't say anymore.
No, you just say, "You proceed from a false assumption." And that's the way you should have answered. You proceed from a false assumption.
But you're talking about someone who's intelligent, and we're talking about Jim Rome.
Well, I used to listen to him.
I used to listen
when
to him.
When he was talented. And when he was on the radio. Remember, he was on the radio for 5 hours?
Yep.
And with each promotion, he was dropped and dropped and dropped.
It was 5 hours, and he'd only speak for like two.
Yeah. Rack him.
You know, so. But Jim Rome had fun with,
The commissioner had fun with Jim Rome.
And I, you know, I need a problem
you
with the commissioner.
You still beat your wife again. Would you please go into that about why he asked him that?
Well, because of what...
I think this is fair game.
Well, because of what Rome had asked Stern was, you know, did you fix the lottery? You can't say, "No, I didn't fix it," or "Yes, I did," because you're screwed either way. So that's why David Stern...
No, he said, he had to have said, is it true that you still fix the lottery? See, that's how it is.
Let's see. It says Jim Rome asked him if New Orleans Hornets winning the lottery was fixed. And the answer was, I know that you appreciate a good conspiracy theory as much as the next guy. Was the fix in for the lottery? That's what was asked him.
Well, all he had to do was say is, there was no fix. There is no fix. There hasn't been a fix.
Well, that's why he said, I have two answers for that. The quick one is no. And the second one, shame on you for asking.
Yeah.
That's when he was like, well, do you still beat your wife?
That was great. Ah, love me some David Stern, as Couch Potato says. Wow. What does Tim says? You don't want to argue with a guy like Stern. He has taken introductory questions, answering in 101 in school. Way to go, David Stern. I mean, for him to have actually answered like that, he'd had it with him. But then also Jim Rome is on CBSSports.com. I mean, how the mighty have fallen. Wow. I hope he didn't spend all that money. That he made. He made quite a bit of quan.
Oh, yes, he did.
Good for him. And he also had the Jim Rome channel and all this stuff. Wow. I actually own RogerNoriega.com. I do. I also own Gisette Noriega and Ariel Noriega.
Well, Noriega.com or .net now. You know.
No, Noriega.com was taken long before I could buy it.
No, I know, but I'm saying Noriega.net, though, you know, with the next...
No, that one was also taken. That's why I own Noriega.biz.
Okay, ndvmedia.net. That will be worth billions in about 10 years.
Oh, we already have two. Oh, I should be careful in saying that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sales agent aboard. We already have our manager of sales, and I think we're going to reorganize there because we're going to be accused of something.
Double dipping?
Well, no, they're babies, males, so I don't know. But, it's good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump to one of my new favorite things. It's usually at 6:45, and I always take the first email that I can find. And where is it? Where is it? Ian, what the hell? Stop sending me these messages. Damn it.
Well, look at all those naked girls he's sending you.
If only. Okay, we're going to take the Bleacher Report article, and here's the way we do it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most recent Bleacher Report email that I have, and it's actually my Lakers one. So this is what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read off an article title, and you're going to guess if it's from the real media or from Bleacher Report. So here we go. Number one, question number one, or headline number one. Why Phil would never return to L.A.? Is that a Bleacher Report article or a real media?
That's Bleacher Report.
Big Dog, you are right! Next article. Kobe, Kupchak, meet to plot future.
True.
Is that a Bleacher Report or a true media article?
True.
Yeah, you can tell by the article. Mamba took a shot at KD that you might have missed. A Bleacher Report or a true media?
That sounds like Bleacher.
Wow. Well, I don't know. It's imagm.com.
Bleacher.
Well, it's still a .net site. Okay, here we go. This is sweet. Predicting Kobe's stats for the 2012-13 season.
Oh, gee, I wonder who.
Yeah.
That's straight Bleacher Report.
Yeah, okay, so here we go. Now, Shaw and Snyder could both land head coaching jobs. Is that a Bleacher Report or a real media article?
I'll say a real media article.
ProBasketballTalk.com. The new Kobe face. BleacherReport.com or a real media article?
That one's iffy. The new Kobe face.
Yeah, that.
I'll say real. I'll say it's real.
Yeah, it blends creativity.
Yeah.
Yes, that's from the OrangeCountyRegister.com. That were just recently bought out by some guys back east. The Orange County Register, yeah, big news. Okay, breaking down Paul Gasol's real trade value.
Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
Bleacher Report.
Yeah, okay. Bishop vows not to rub it in with Kobe. Is that Bleach? Yeah, LATimes.com.
Yep.
There you go, big dog. Oops. Reporter think he's covering Lakers parade. Is that Bleacher Report or a real news media article?
Probably a real news media article.
YahooSports.com. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, what is the most iconic Staples Center moment?
It's probably Bleacher Report, but
that's your computer, not mine.
But that's something like the Times would do with their old Fabulous Forum column that they have for a while.
Fair enough. This is a BleacherReport.com.
Okay.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Oh, look, they're doing it in the chat room, too. Couch Potato is. I'm so sorry. We should have played that one up. So, that, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners were playing along. I think they liked that little segment. I love it. It's the most recent email that I'm so tired of reading them now. Their titles are so misleading, and it's done deliberately, and they've suckered me one too many times. And usually the titles that are misleading are the Bleacher Report articles. And they're just made up by, oh, if only, or how about you trade this guy to that, or the best flavors of the month of June, you know, and the most highly rated, and I'm like, oh, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Bleacher Report is other.
I actually read a good article on Bleacher Report the other day, written by a Bleacher Report writer. It shocked the hell out of me, and I've got to go back and find it. Not bullshit. I'm not gonna do that.
So I would say Bleacher Report is the ones that would be like, oh, let's trade Dwight Howard for a first round draft pick and Luke Walton.
Yes, that's
it'll
right.
Work. We can make that work.
So these guys are like the Star Trek nerds when they had the same conversations about, oh, could you imagine Q meeting Spock?
Could you imagine that? Wouldn't that be so cool? Vulcan taking on the omnipotent one.
Morons. Anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's our Bleacher Report timeout. Go ahead, Big Dog.
You like it, guys? Let me know.
Because ever since they did Couch Potato wrong, I am the Braveheart of Bleacher Report. I will free them from their tyranny. I will free them from their overlords. I will free them from everything. Don't you want to live free of stupidity? I'm Braveheart.
I can tell.
Really? Was it the muscular structure that gave it away?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sports talk with the guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
Going to call in, but can't talk. Kid still asleep, says. Oh, and there he is. I guess that's a couch potato. He says he can't talk, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for the play, couch potato, because we are also pick of the day again, and we're doing Saturday night together. We're doing it together. See, I deliberately bait him. Yeah, because we are so big.
A federal offense what you guys are doing, because you're doing it across state lines.
Yeah. We're gun runners. We're using our weapons in ways that should not be used. We're talking about our voices there, Big Dog.
I hope so.
Sorry. I don't know why I want to do a cat sound. I'm so sorry.
It's because you're still hungover. You still have a little bit of tequila in you.
I think I do. Patron, dude. That stuff. Man, it took like 4 minutes for it to take effect. And I started looking around, and I saw my cousins, and I said, I got to get the hell out of here. Well, my wife's cousins. That's why I gotta get the hell out of here.
Next time I'll get you some good stuff.
I mean, my wife's cousins are really cute and gorgeous, but all of them turned cute and gorgeous. That's why I said, I gotta get the hell out of here.
Next time I'll get you some good stuff.
Patron is good stuff.
It's middle of the market.
Really, what's good stuff? Goose? Blue Goose?
No, that's vodka.
Oh, like Stolichnaya vodka?
Yeah.
I still hate my father for that. I have a bottle of Stolichnaya vodka, and it still had the CCCP seal on it.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And he went on a bender. I'm not talking about Futurama. I love that robot from Futurama. You know what you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bender. He's great. If I ever had a chance to come back, I'd come back as Bender. Actually, do you know who I'd come back as? Water.
Water?
Yeah, I'd come back as water.
What?
So that every time Scarlett Johansson takes a shower, I'm there.
Okay.
I thought that was fair. She's beautiful.
Yes, she is. Not even go.
Hey, couch potato. Am I in your ear right now? I know, huh? Do you know that I could tell you almost anything I want and there's nothing you can do? You can't even make noise. You can't even laugh because you're going to wake up your daughters.
He's going to hang up.
No, he's not going to hang up because he is addicted to us. And the reality is, and if he starts laughing and he wakes up his daughters, they're going to wonder what he's listening to. And if they're old enough, they're going to say, I thought porn was video.
You are still drunk.
This is sports porn, ladies and gentlemen. We are NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
I'm not joining you on that one.
Oh, good morning. We're having a good time. Wow, I'm going to delete that article from Bleacher Report. That is so stupid. All right. We may be in with a Television Critics Association, the real ones. Oh, I guess that's why Ian was talking about merging. No, Ian, I don't share power. I don't. And when you learn that, then you'll understand your place in the empire.
Yes, we are, Tim. It's $15.99 a minute.
I wonder if I'm in Tim's ear now. See, I don't know if I could do that because Tim's a union guy. And nothing personal, Couch, but Tim he's a union guy, and he's a retail guy, too, so we have that in common. And we actually know baseball, so we have that in common, even though I'm afraid of Tim. I am afraid of Tim when it comes to all the statistics. I'm the scorekeeper, but Tim eats this for breakfast. He eats it for lunch. He eats it for dinner. And then when he's done with his wife, then he still has more statistics.
So are you saying Timmy too?
What?
What? What did you say?
You heard.
We regret to inform you that you're shit out of luck.
I don't know if that was directed at me or you. Can you tell we have a new button?
We haven't stopped pushing the button.
Hey, Tim. Do you hear me, Tim? Tim? Even though you have not paid us $15.99 a minute, you are actually still listening to us and giving us your time, Tim. And it amazes me that we still have our guest in the chat room. So, guest, I will go ahead and call you.
He wants to know which one
guest. Oh, I'll take it all, baby.
Wow.
Have you seen this? I told you about that, right?
No.
I can accept checks and credit cards on my phone directly. So I had to give me your routing number and your account number, Timmy, and I'll be glad to accept your charges. Hey, guest, what's your name? Go ahead. Should I make it up? I could call you. Let's see, what's the name that works for both? Is it Cody? Are there female Codys?
Randy. Bobby.
Hello, Randy. Bobby was my first teddy bear. That's for me to use it in such a manner, that's anathema.
Sam.
No, we have a host called Sam. Her name is Samantha. I can't use that name.
My daughter's best friend is Sam. Samantha.
That's okay. Because I don't know her. Nameless, faceless. No, I don't want to see a picture of her because she's probably not 18 yet. No! Oh, that one. Thank you, big dog. My birthday came early. Anyway. Randy. I'm going to let it go. Because Big Dog's getting impatient with me. I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm just enjoying it.
Are you dialing 1-800-CALL? Now, guys. That'd be funny if we had a 1-800 number here on Blog Talk Radio.
That's what I'm saying. It's $15.99 a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'd be a 976.
Mm-hmm.
I am the man. Let's go, Big Dog. The King's won!
We could give you your Asian name.
Long the Thong?
No, Really Hung Low.
Really Hung Low.
Or Some Young Guy.
No, it'd be Really Hung Low. Yeah, because it's not Some Young Guy. And homie don't play that.
I don't know what you're talking about, to our people.
Randy, I just said I'm in your ear. That's all I said.
Oh, go back and listen to what you said.
I don't. Couch Potato is such the consummate professional. He goes back to listen to every episode he's done. Had I done that, I would have shot myself a long time ago. I can barely tolerate my voice as it is, Big Dog, and he wants me to go back and listen? No! And he tells me, hey, Aj, did you listen when we did our football broadcast on this and this and this? I'm like, yeah, sure, Coach. I can barely listen to a one-hour program. He expects me to listen to a three-hour program? That goes into overtime? Not gonna happen! Couch Potato, I just do it once. And that's enough for me. Go ahead. Sorry, Big Dog. I keep stealing your thunder.
No, not at all. I'm enjoying this.
Me too. I never listen to my on-air stuff. Wow, Timmy. Way to go. I think Couch Potato's damning me to hell, saying, man, I wish I had a better color guy. But you got to be careful by saying a better color guy, Couch Potato, because I am of a Hispanic background. So if I am the color guy, you need to be very careful. Now I'm threatening.
Oh, it's all about you, isn't it, you dumb asshole?
Yeah, actually, it is all about me. Okay, Big Dog's getting impatient. I'm sorry, sir.
Why not?
No, yeah, because you're not smiling anymore.
Because
you're not smiling. You still want to sneeze?
Yeah.
Sneeze, dude. Close to seeing an orgasm.
No, it's not. The girls have already told you that. No, it's not.
Yeah, but...
it's not.
If you knew the audience that I had that told me that.
It's still not.
Holy shit. One of them just commented on Facebook. Wow, that's pretty creative.
So you wanted to go with the Kings?
The Kings won, ladies and gentlemen. The first one in 45 years.
That's
woo-hoo!
Right.
I didn't know that I was 2 years old when the Kings... Or I was born when the Kings already had 2 years. Didn't know that. I'm 43. It's 45.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Kind of cool.
And they destroyed the New Jersey Nets that last game.
Oh,
six.
I know. When Claw on Facebook said there should be a mercy rule for nothing, I said, oh, God, no, don't tell me we're going to a game seven. And then when he said that we were winning, I tuned in the game. I said, oh, this is a butt-whipping. The King, baby.
That's right. They won 6-1.
Well, they made it 4-1, I think, and then they scored two more goals.
Yeah, and one of them was an empty netter at the end.
Oh, yeah, that kind of sucks.
You know, and I mean, you got to give it to New Jersey. I mean, they did everything they could. They were down 4.
This is Jersey.
They
were down 3-0.
They were down 3-0. They won two in a row. And then when they got down 4-1, they pulled the goalie to put the extra man in for a power play. Unfortunately, the Kings were able to get around it. And, of course, you know, that's all you need is to get past that center line. All by yourself, there's no one between you and that net.
And it happened, yeah.
Yep, and that made it 5-1. And then within about 30 seconds, they scored another goal. The goal, they brought the goalie back in, and
it didn't matter.
It was a flurry. The Kings were determined.
Theo?
Huh?
Theo? Flurry?
Uh-huh.
And you said flurry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, continue, please.
Of course, as our scorekeeper said, this is their first ever championship in their 45-year history.
Yay!
Not even the great one. The greatest hockey player of all time, Wayne Gretzky, could get them the championship. They got them to the finals, but they lost.
And they were up one game.
One game. And then they lost the next four, I believe.
And why did they lose the next four?
Because they lost a better team.
Because the wind was taken out of their sails when Marty McSorley was pulled because his hockey stick was a bit too curved.
Oh, that's
kind of like having the illegal bat. Kind of like doctoring the ball. He had an illegal stick.
You just love your sexual innuendos today, don't you? Of course, Jonathan,
I was talking about his hockey stick.
No, that's why you paused the way you did, but it's okay.
Fair enough.
Jonathan Quick, of course, with 17 saves, and of course was named the MVP of the series. So he won the Conn Smythe Trophy.
His stick was almost round. Come on, that was Tim. It was almost round.
Now,
you okay, big dog? Seriously.
I don't know what the wrong with me.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. As you know, the big dog is always... he's having a little bit of difficulty. Big dog, are you the sick dog today?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, big dog.
Of course, Mr. Quick had all kinds of records that he broke. He has the highest save percentage, 94.6%.
Really? In yeah. What? The finals or the entire playoff run?
Let's see. Does not say. I would have to assume it's the finals. These would be finals categories. So he has the records for save percentage, 94.6. Goals against average, 1.41 amongst goalies who played at least 15 postseason games.
Wow.
Yep. Now, of course, this is what... Now, the Kings had no easy run. Now,
no.
We talked about this earlier. They made it on the second to the last game. They made it into the playoffs. And they then proceeded to beat the number one seeded Vancouver Canucks 4-1. They then beat the number...
Almost swept them.
They then beat the number two seeded St. Louis Blues. They swept them 4-0. Then they beat the number three seeded Phoenix Coyotes 4-1. Before they beat the number six-seeded Eastern Conference champions, the New Jersey Devils, 4-2. Quick little question for you, scorekeeper.
Yes.
How much does the Lord Stanley Cup weigh?
35 pounds.
Oh, so close. 36 pounds. 36 pounds it weighs, and... I don't know if you saw when the...
See, that pregnant pause was a devilish look like in the big dog's eyes, and he caught me in between an article. And he knew he had me, and I was like, okay, got to think about this. White man pulling up stuff, yeah, okay. And I just thought about all little pussies that could pull it up and stuff, and yeah, go ahead.
It was, did you watch the game when they won?
Oh, hell yeah!
So they all took their little turn with their little skating around with the trophy. Oh, yeah. That was great.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
that incredibly huge trophy that Quick won, his MVP trophy. I think it's huge.
It's kind of like my third place trophy, huh? Compared to my championship one. I got a little ball for my championship one. Then I got this 3-foot third place trophy. That's funny. I did not remember that one.
But you know, it's great that the Kings, you know, did win this. This is probably one of the most dominant playoff runs ever in hockey. I mean, it ranks up there. I believe they said this is I believe they said this is the third fastest to win the title ever. I hear Quick got a bit profane with his speech.
No. This is Tim. We should save this one for joke night. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. Did you hear that Brodeur attempted suicide? Did you hear that, Big Dog?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he threw himself in front of a train and it went between his legs. Oh, I'm going to save that one for joke night. We regurgitate everything. You should know that already. Joke night's nothing new.
Also with the Kings, this is the first time in NHL history that a number 8 team, the number 8 seeded team, won the world championship. It happened once before that number 8 seeded team made it to the finals, but they lost. I believe it was the Edmonton Oilers. I had it written down somewhere, but I didn't put it in there.
Oh, the Big Dog's not feeling very well because you always have that stuff.
So, hey, congrats to the Kings. You know what? Their fans, as much as I hate to say it, are better than Laker fans. Do you agree?
What? What did you say?
They're
Kings fans?
Yep. Did you see any riots? Did you see any idiots getting breaking into all kinds of retail establishments? Like the idiots that did that when we won the championship?
Oh, so you mean like every year that the Yankees win a world championship, right? Yeah, they remember 96, they were frightened. In 1996, when the Yankees won.
New York was frightening anyways.
Yeah, but there were no riots. Every time the Yankees won the World Championship, there were no riots. Nothing ever happened because we're just used to winning, so it's blasé, so we don't have to riot.
Well, we should be used to winning here in L.A. We have to
really? And they riot every year.
Exactly.
Illiterate.
Exactly. I totally agree with that.
You're right, Big Dog. They did not riot. They did not. Not even close. Nothing.
I think there was only like maybe 5 arrests.
Well, I think there was a parking lot attendant that got nailed because he was talking about being a Laker attendant. You know, I think they got him for icing.
Yeah.
Do you have the scores in the series right now? I really wanted to go over that real quick.
I can get those for you.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, when they won Game 1, the score was 2-1. When they won Game 2, the score was 2-1. When they won Game 3, that was a bit of a blowout, right?
4-0, I believe.
I think it was 4-0. And then Game 4, they lost. I thought that was the blowout. Well, not necessarily a blowout, but that's where they lost. I think everyone kind of figured they'd win or that the Devils would win Game 4. I saw Game 5. Oh, my God, that was frustrating. Utterly frustrating.
Game 4, let's see, Game 3 was 4-0. Game 4 was 3-1.
That's right.
And then, of course, Game 5 was 2-1 Devils.
I saw that game. Oh, no, wait, I think I was watching Game 4 and 5 because I remember they pulled the goalie.
Oh, so it was your fault then that we lost because you watched them.
Whenever I watch, they lose.
And, of course, Game 6 was the blowout 6-0.
And I wasn't watching till it was 4-1. So that's about the only time that I've seen them really kick butt. I thought it was great. And I just want to welcome everyone who's listening to this live and in the archive, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, this is ndbmedia.net, twitter.com/ndbmedia, and, of course, cinch.fm/ndbmedia. You're laughing, Big Dog.
As Tim said, all 14 diehard fans were there, huh?
Well, there weren't many as Laker fans, but it's because these were incredible fans. They actually were able to communicate with you. They didn't crawl up on the light poles. They didn't have a riot. You're right. And there was a huge cop presence, but it wasn't necessary. Yeah, because you're right. King fans were great. They're like Yankee fans. They know how to win. They know how to celebrate. There's only 5 arrests.
Something like that. It was very, very small.
That's nothing. I bet you the L.A. cops were disappointed because they couldn't use their billy clubs.
Yeah, well.
My teddy bear was Bobby, so I can use Billy. And Billy goes for male and female. So instead of Randy, I could have said Billy.
I only know one Billy and female.
Yeah, well, I do too.
Billy? Does this work for you, Billy?
Oh, God, it could probably be Zeke as the guest. Dumbass. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're naughty, too. It could have been Zeke.
Oh no, you say you're a dumbass.
Yeah. Well, better a dumbass than a smartass, right, for him. I'm a smartass. I've been called smartass, and I said better a smartass than a dumbass. Yeah, Jamie Quick just didn't give up the goals. Didn't give him up.
And as I said, that goalie was incredible. I've never seen a goalie...
He's not an inanimate object. He's a real person.
I've never seen a goalie that flexible. That man contorted his body to put his body on the line for those pucks.
And when they got that goal against the Kings that he barely... Yeah, I know. I was very frustrated. That swing around.
Yep.
Oh, man. He just missed out on blocking that one.
Yeah. There was no doubt who was going to be MVP of this series.
Yeah, yeah.
He may have even been MVP had they lost. I mean, that's only happened once in basketball.
Trivia, ladies and gentlemen, who is the only MVP that came from a non-winning championship team? Who is the only MVP? It could have happened in baseball in 1980, but that's neither here nor there. I'm sorry, who's that, Big Dog?
Well, I'm waiting in case they know. I want to let them in on it.
Yeah, who is it, ladies and gentlemen? Who is the only one that came from a non-winning team?
And that is across all four sports.
I thought he was being sarcastic. I turned around. I thought, you know, I was like, bullshit. But no, he actually sneezed. Thank goodness, Big Dog, you finally sneezed. Did you need some more tissue?
No, it's right there.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll take it.
Is it a... No. Come on. No.
I'll take your Owie.
No.
Yeah, the trash can is down there.
No. I'm done with it.
We're talking about a napkin.
Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about tissue.
Same difference, educated man.
No. These are softer on my nose. Tissues are harder on my nose. Anyways.
Are you okay, Big
Cash Potato says, 1971 Chuck Cowley of the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl MVP. So I guess...
From the losing team?
I guess there's two players in.
So, way to go.
Who's the other player there? That's not who we were looking for.
Yeah.
Well, see, Couch will know that because he's from Dallas. So.
Yeah, everything's bigger over there. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you an idea. From the Lakers.
Well, I wasn't going to be that easy. I was going to say from the NBA.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They still won't get it.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
They should. Tim should.
They won't. No, well, that's what? Tim kind of should. Give me a leg. Lost to the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl 5. Yeah, okay, Couch Potato. We got that. We got it.
Well, you asked. He said they lost. So
okay.
He's clarifying his answer.
I think the guest name is Billy Randy. That's why they stayed with us.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still with us.
Could be Randy Billy.
Fair enough. Sounds better that way. Randy Billy instead of Billy Randy? Yeah. Who is a Big Dog? Play the game.
He could be Richard Cranium.
Yeah, we got nailed for using that line. So we're going to use Richard Cranium.
Well, we'll go NBA and we'll let them think about it.
They're not.
Kareem?
No. Okay, they are thinking about it. Lou Alcindor? Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Kareem? No. Lou Alcindor? No. Even I knew that. It wasn't a trick question. It's real. The only NBA Finals to come from the losing team.
MVP.
I mean, sometimes it just does happen that the guy that's on the losing team just has a better, you know, than everyone else on the winning team. It stood out.
Well,
and I remember George Brett in one series, I think it was 1980, against the Yankees or something. I mean, everyone said, oh, my God, this was the MVP, but he was on the losing team. Side.
Yeah, since you guys don't know, it is the logo. Mr. Jerry West in 1969 won the MVP for the losing Los Angeles Lakers. They lost in 7 games to the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, and do you know?
But he had an incredible series. I believe he averaged 34.5 points, something like 9 assists. I mean, it was just incredible what he did back then. Try to take the Lakers to him, but I believe
they lose in 7.
They lost in 7 at home. and I believe it was the game that Jack Kent Cook jinxed the team, I guess you could say, if you believe in that kind of stuff, before the game happened, because he had the party balloons all floating in the rafters of the Fabulous Forum, because he knew that the Lakers were just going to beat those damn Celtics for the first time in 1969. And when the game was over, the balloons never came down. He had the balloons ready and waiting just to release the balloons.
Well, don't they always do that?
No.
Are there always balloons that come flying down?
Not for the finals, though. No one ever has balloons come down. They have confetti and stuff, but...
Okay. Wow.
And that's just now. I mean, this is back then. That was blasphemous to do something like that. I mean, that was pretty much saying, we're going to beat you guys. There's nothing you can do about it.
Did everyone know the balloons were up there?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't not
I know.
See
I've been
them.
To the forum.
Yeah, you couldn't... You know, they were just there. They were waiting, and he was just like...
Well, I can imagine Boston said, these bastards are already celebrating.
Yep. See, now you scared off our guests.
Why? No, it's 7 o'clock. I didn't scare off the guests. They were with us up until a second ago.
You mentioned him. He got scared of his Randy Billy.
Maybe when I got it wrong. Maybe when you got it wrong.
Maybe his name was Sam. Tony Parker was injured at a nightclub. San Antonio Spurs guard Tony Parker says he suffered a scratched retina on one of his eyes. Did not say which one. During a New York City nightclub brawl involving singer Chris Brown and members of hip-hop star Drake's entourage. You get it all here, guys. TMZ got nothing on us. Parker, wearing dark sunglasses, described the incident Friday in Paris during a news conference posted on YouTube. He says he expects to be sidelined for about a week while the French team prepares for the Summer Olympics. Parker says he was wearing therapeutic contact lenses and had to go to the emergency room for treatment after riding in Paris. Parker says he was with my friend Chris Brown. I was with my friend Chris Brown, and me and my friends took some punches. And I'll be missing part of the French team because I can't do anything for about a week except keep the lens in and keep taking drops. Police said Brown, his girlfriend, and his bodyguard were among the several people injured during the bottle-throwing incident Friday at the VIP club WIP in Soho in New York. Now, I read more about this article. Tony Parker says what it was, the reason why he got injured. Evidently, bottles were starting to be thrown back and forth, and they were shattering. And he was there with his girlfriend, and he went to protect the girlfriend. So he kind of put his body, I guess, around her so she wouldn't get scratched. And a piece of glass actually landed in his eye, which he did not feel. So it must have been just maybe a shard. And he flew then, after that happened, they gave their police reports. He flew then to Paris to prepare for the Olympics with the French team. He was going to join them in the morning. But on the flight over, he said his eye started irritating. It was getting very irritated. So he then went to an emergency room in Paris where they removed a shard of glass from his eye. And he didn't even notice it was in there, but just that it was there, and probably on the flight, probably while he was sleeping, you know, maybe REM sleep or whatever, you know, your eyes move. And I guess the glass finally turned a certain way, and it started bothering him. So they removed the glass from his eye. There was no permanent damage, just a scratched retina, which is very serious. And as I said, he's wearing a medical contact lens of some sort that I guess that heals the process faster. And he says he can do absolutely nothing for the entire week. So he can't practice, can't run, no jogging, anything, because any type of jarring might damage his eye. So he can pretty much just kind of sit there and watch TV for about a week. That's about the extent of his physical. Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy.
Phil Jackson made the news again.
Really,
or is back in the news again.
What happened?
Phil Jackson had some fun yesterday. As Phil Jackson says, he wouldn't have wanted to coach the New York Knicks even if the team asked. He says, I wasn't going to take that job, that's for sure. So Jackson said the owner... Jackson said Knicks owner James Dolan never called him about the job. Jackson, who is 66, of course, is a former member of the Knicks championship teams in, I believe it was 70 and 72. And he says that he has thought about coaching the New York Knicks in the past, but wouldn't want to lead the current team because they are, in his words, quote, clumsy. He says they don't fit together well. Amari doesn't fit well with Carmelo. When he asked to expand on his clumsy statement, he said Stoudemire's a really good player, but he's got to play a certain system and a certain way. And Carmelo has to be a better passer. He said the ball can't stop every time it hits his hands. He said they have to have someone that come in that can kind of blend the group together. Of course, Jackson was heavily rumored to be a candidate for the position before the Knicks eventually removed the interim tag off of Mike Woodson and gave him a multi-year contract. So Jackson said the Knicks and the Orlando Magic's openings this offseason were not positions to bring him back to the bench. He says he was never interested in Orlando because it's too far from his Montana home.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you caught this, but the Sacramento Kings won't be going to Anaheim. Did you hear about that one, Big Dog? Yeah. The Sacramento Kings will stay in the state capital despite a deal for a new arena falling apart, NBA Commissioner David Stern said on Tuesday. Anaheim has been considered a possible destination for the Kings for the past 3 years, but NBA owners apparently don't see any momentum for it right now. If there was a vote, there would be no support for a move. Stern, speaking to media members before the start of the NBA Finals, also said he would consider a 23 and under age limit for NBA players in the 2016 Olympics. Wow.
Yes, he is very very serious about that one. He does not want the pros back there anymore. I don't know why.
Well, some NBA owners and players have questioned the added toll of the 2.5-week tournament takes on competing athletes, let alone the 3-week preamble that includes training camp and a handful of exhibition games in Olympic years. Stern also decried the practice of flopping, saying it was trickery and deceit and would be analyzed extensively by the league's competition committee during the off-season. Referees might be allowed to look at replays of such plays to determine the offending party, Stern said. Oh, the Big Dog did an obscene gesture right now. I guess he didn't like that one.
Bullshit. He's not going to look into it.
Oh, right. Okay. It's just to shut up fans like me, right?
And me. I mean, you know.
Look, anyone who flops should be automatically just personal foul, right? Or technical. Right there. Technical. You'll end it right there because Lambeer will lose every game.
But it's too hard to prove flopping, though.
Oh.
Some of them are obvious. I mean, some of them are
that's
very
obvious. That's what I mean.
What about the ones that aren't as obvious? Those bam-bam plays, but when you see it on replay, you say, okay,
they're
going
to be allowed to see them on replays.
Yeah, but that many times, I mean, how many charges are there in a game? There's at least 6-7 charges in a game. So you're going to tell me
you know who the floppers are and
No, that's going in that's like a pre-existing type thing.
We didn't go to health insurance right here, Big Dog.
Like,
we're talking about NFL. The Raiders are always nailed because of their pre-existing.
It's just like Ron Artest. Ron Artest got that 7-game suspension. Why? Because he has a pre-existing history.
No, Big Dog. Ron Artest got that 7-game because he nailed him.
David Stern said so in an interview. He got a heavier suspension because of a pre-existing history. It is in the paper.
Well, that's because of his history of doing things.
No, you just said no, he didn't. I said he got a bigger suspension.
No, you said pre-existing. I'm saying a history of doing things. Oh, I'm letting you have that one, Big Dog.
Yeah, Stern admitted that he got more of a suspension than if, say, Gasol would have done the same elbow. Gasol probably would have got 2 games. But since it was Ron Artest, he got 7. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you
Lakers didn't miss him.
No, but what I'm saying is, the fact is, on floppers, you can't say, okay, well, we're only going to go after Derek Fisher. Or we're only going to...
Oh, boy, does he flop.
Yes, he does. He's very good at it. I will admit. You know, there's a couple other great guys, but there's other guys that flop like crazy, too, that aren't known as floppers. But, you know, when you see the replays, you know, you're going to stop the game for 3-4 minutes every time?
Sure.
No.
Just get him for personal. Just get him for technical. That's it, Big Dog. It'll stop the flopping, trust me.
Nah, it won't.
Yeah, it will. Actually, they should have it where if the guys, you know, just talk to the ref about a foul, just whip that tee right there, baby. Nail him for the technical. I love it when the refs nail the employees. When they nail the guys for the technical. I just love that. It's just they should be doing that all the time. Just shut up. Stop bitching. You're not in the welfare line waiting for your tickets, kids. Just shut up. You have to wait.
So if you feel it's a bad call, you shouldn't be able to say anything?
Big dog.
Yes.
Just shut up. It's not your job to go against them because they complain about every freaking call.
I understand the ones that complain about every call, like Derrick Rose and LeBron James and Kobe. Kobe's
yeah.
very famous for that.
Oh,
but someone like
annoying.
But someone like let's say Gasol, who doesn't really complain.
Yeah.
Someone like Matt Barnes, which is something you never see. When he commits foul, hand goes up.
Yeah.
You never see guys like that. But when guys like that, or even Derek Fisher really doesn't complain about calls.
No.
So if Derek Fisher feels it's a bad call and goes to
see,
the ref.
But again, that's the thing. There are guys that just never do, and they're entitled to get their say. But there are guys that just. Paul Gasol, my God, he's just complaining about everything.
Now, okay, but what I'm saying, you're saying that they complain, team up, right?
Yeah, big dog.
Okay.
Look, you know who should be teed up. You know I know who should be teed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't say, oh, well, you never complain, so I'll let you complain this time and not tee you. But you that complain all the time, I got to tee you up.
Yes,
because those
shut
are,
him up.
Because those are the rules. Now, why are you saying, why don't the rules apply to him?
Just because he never says.
It doesn't matter. A rule is a rule. So you're bending the rules for certain people?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. I think it's fair.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
You cool. Shut him up, big dog.
So, that's not fair, though.
It'd be enforced judiciously.
Yes.
You should just shut them up because it's so pathetic and ridiculous that they complain about every little foul. Just shut them up.
They do tee them up.
When was the last time that LeBron James was teed? When was the last time Kobe was teed?
Well, if you let me finish, I would tell you. Game 7 against Boston Celtics, he was teed up for complaining. That was 2 games ago. Kobe was, they got right in the second round. I'd probably say game, 3, he was teed up for complaining. Kobe gets a lot of tees now. Kobe's, almost getting ready to be suspended every year now, the last 3 years in a row.
Well, that's right, because if you get so many technicals.
Yes. And then that carries over into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Kobe is getting not this season, but last season.
Last season, he was one away,
he
right?
He was one away from, and
he suspended, a game?
A game. And that was because 2 different times he had technicals rescinded.
So are you in agreement with the tees that are going on now? The rule?
Yeah, pretty much, because it kind of shuts them up.
They should shut them up some more. Shut them up.
Yeah, it stops the flow of the game, though.
Stops the flow of the game. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to welcome everyone in the chat room, both live and in the archive. And, of course, everyone who is listening, don't forget to head on over to ndbmedia.net and twitter.com/ndbmedia and cinch.fm/ndbmedia. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to go on over to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks, where you can find the bio for the big dog on Sports Talk with the Guys.
Was I born in a log cabin?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Your bio. It's not on there yet. Hey, Couch Potato, I want your bio, too. Oh, and what's his name? Coffee77. No, Coffee77 is writing me because he says, my slaves, and he used this word in a message to me, my slaves are not doing their morning program. I have to go whip them into shape. Yeah. That's what Coffee77 said.
Okay. Coffee's always in a bad mood, though.
Yeah.
Decaf.
That's why his song is my prerogative.
He should switch to decaf.
Maybe that's coffee as a guest.
Back again?
Did we lose him? No.
No.
Not yet.
Jerry Sloan is out as a Bobcats coaching position.
Jerry Sloan was the one from the Utah.
Yes, he was being considered for the position. He has now said he is no longer interested in the position.
Oh, wow.
It was down to Jerry Sloan.
I'm sorry, yes?
Assistant coach Quinn Snyder and assistant coach Brian Shaw of the Indiana Pacers.
Really?
Yes.
I thought Shaw's time has come.
I believe Shaw will get the job in New Orleans. Unfortunately, it's going to be for a very bad team.
Oh, man, yeah.
So, but Shaw's time, I believe, has come. I believe Shaw will be the one. It's down to Shaw and Snyder. Snyder, of course, is the Los Angeles Lakers assistant coach. But I believe Brian Shaw will get the nod on this one. We'll, keep, of course, keep an eye on that one. Jerry Sloan just he just does not want to coach them. The New Orleans Hornets sale is complete. Saints owner Tom Benson has officially gained control of New Orleans Hornets for $338 million. They have a state-owned lease with the New Orleans Arena, which runs through 2024, and it includes $50 million in improvements because of this sale. So they'll begin upgrades on their arena. Some free agencies are already starting. The Brooklyn Nets small forward Gerald Wallace has opted out of his final year of his contract and will be he had until Wednesday at midnight to decide on his $9.5 million player option for next year. He decided to opt out, and of course he's going to try and get more money. He averaged 15.2 points, 6.8 rebounds, and 3.1 assists in the games after being traded to the Nets. Also, the Celtics' Brandon Bass has opted out of his contract of the final year. The contract was only for $4.25 million. He had career highs this year of 12.5 points, career high 6.2 rebounds.
Wow.
Over a career high 31.7 minutes a game. So he is looking for a nice little bump in salary. Also, oh, this is what I wanted to talk about, and I was so disappointed in these guys. As we all know, the finals are happening right now. It is the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Miami Heat. Now, I was wrong. I did pick the Celtics to win Game 7. Thought they could do it. They fell short. That's fine. I understand. To use a phrase that Scorekeeper loves to use.
Really?
Yes. Kevin Garnett and Rondo are both a bunch of pussies. They pissed me off
so much.
Now, as you guys all know, I don't like the Celtics. I really don't. But I respect what they've done. They won 17 championships. They, you know, they're a storied franchise. The whole nine yards. I respect that. But what Kevin Garnett and both Rondo did was inexcusable. Just exactly what LeBron James did a few years ago against the Orlando Magic, with about 2-3 seconds left on the clock, both Rondo and Garnett left the bench and went into the locker room, and Garnett left before the reporters were even allowed back in to the locker room. Rondo did give a statement. I'm not sure what it was, but they left the court and did not shake the winner's hand, as usually what you do, you know. Got to be a good sport about it, guys. Yeah, the better team won. Whether it's the better team that day or the better team for the entire season or whatever, they beat you 4 games out of 7. So they were the better team. If it's only a one-game playoff, guys, eh, okay, anybody can win on those days. But 4 out of 7, the better team 99% of the time wins. So the fact that you got beat by the Heat, you should have went out there, shook their hand, whether you wanted to or not. You don't have to hug them. You don't have to talk to them. Just shake their hand. Good game. Walk away.
Yeah.
Garnett, who I respected so much.
That's gone now.
That's gone. You know, he's been a dirty player the last couple of years. Cocky bastard that he is. You know, I loved him in Minnesota. Got a real cocky attitude once he went to Boston. But, you know, whatever. But the fact that he did not go out there and shake their hands, that's inexcusable. And the NBA fined him $25,000 for not talking to reporters. Not for leaving the court.
Same thing LeBron got, right?
Yes. Now, I'm pretty sure that David Stern talked to both those guys about that. You know, that's not something you do. You want to show good sportsmanship, blah, 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 you know, whatever.
It's really surprised.
Yes. I was extremely surprised when I saw him walk off the court. I was like, what the hell? You know, and I thought Ray Allen also did the same thing, because when I was watching it,
they didn't
show Ray Allen for the longest time until finally you saw him.
He was there.
I think they were just panning through.
Yeah.
So Ray Allen didn't leave. And, of course, Paul Pierce.
Didn't leave either.
No, he took everybody's hand, coaches, and went all the way down the line like you're supposed to. But the fact that Garnett and Rondo didn't, I lost all respect I had for them.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we do notice that we have several people in our queue. We have actually quite a few callers. And only one wants in at this point. You know what to do. Click one on that keypad.
We're going to go to the caller in the 224 area code. Don't forget to let us know who you are and where you hail from, because you are live on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys, this is Nick from Maine.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just in the BTR world.
So what you doing, man? What you doing so early in the morning? Well, actually, no, it's already 10:25 in the morning where you are. It's only 7:25 in the morning out here. What you doing, man?
You know, just chilling. I know I've been I've fallen off the sports map for a while, but just school got really busy. But yeah, now that school's out, like to come back on the Love Blog Talk Radio, and yeah.
Good stuff. So do you have a program on that? I know you had a program somewhere. Are you going to be doing it again anytime soon?
I have been considering doing a sports show or this summer, maybe starting it up next week or but yeah, that's I think I will sometime be starting up a sports show, probably weekends or nights on weekdays.
Fair enough. So I'm glad you're back. I hope you enjoy your summer vacation. So tell us, what have you got in your sports mind? Because actually, we have some other callers that want in as well. So you have the floor right now, Nick. What's up?
Well, I just came in to this. I haven't heard what you guys have been saying, but I just wanted to know who you favored over the Oklahoma-Miami series.
I'm taking Oklahoma City in either six or seven games. I don't think Miami has enough to take these guys four straight in four games. You know, they lost the lead in the first game. You know, they had a 13-point lead. And they gave up it. They gave it all up and lost that game. Miami then had a, I believe it was a 16 or 18 point lead.
Gave it all up.
Well,
or they did?
No. They gave it almost all up. At the end, they got it down to about four or six, you know, and held on to win that one. So, you know, if Orlando can, if Oklahoma City can play a good game where it stays close in the first half, I believe that they'll be able to win no problem. It's going to be a great series, though. I mean, it has been a great series. So we'll have to wait and see what goes. But I do pick Oklahoma City in six or seven games.
I'm sorry, Nick. I was going to tell you that I like Oklahoma, too. This is something I was talking about before. I think this team is just younger. They're shooting from the perimeter. They're hitting. They're just faster. I mean, I cannot believe that Miami all of a sudden looks like the older team. But Miami's dangerous, but I still like Oklahoma City. I'm going for them. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying thank you. Yeah, that was I was very curious about what you guys thought of the games, and I also take Oklahoma in six or seven. I think it's going to be. I think I agree. Miami is looking like an older team, and I don't think Miami, since they have, I mean, they have great players, they have Hall of Famers, but they haven't gelled as much as I thought they would when LeBron and Bosch came over. It's just, they have good players, but LeBron can't hit, I don't think he can hit that the clutch shot, and I don't think they've gelled as well as a team as I thought they would. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to argue clutch shot sometime in the future, but I understand what you're saying, and I do appreciate that. But, Nick, we're going to keep you on right now, but I do also want to bring another caller from the 205 area code. Don't forget, let us know who you are and where you hail from. You are live on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
Hey, guys, it's Brian from Atlanta. How are you?
Doing well. Well, how are you this early Saturday morning?
I'm doing good. It's sunshining and hot, but other than that, it's good. So I stay in the air conditioning and stay cool in the morning.
Yeah, it was actually a warm day yesterday here, and then it got a bit cold, especially when we were at my daughter's graduation. It got a bit cold yesterday, a little bit frosty. I think it dropped down to, 69? Just kidding, man.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, I know. Typical Southern California. But you notice Nick was like, "What is that, man? How cold does it get up there, Nick?"
In the winter, it can go below. It can rarely it goes below zero, but normally it's like 20. In like dead of January. So, I mean, 20's warm. I mean, we go outside. Like we used to, it used to be. Used to, when we had recess at the school before, I'm in middle school now, it was 15 or below, we couldn't go out, but, so, I mean, yeah, it gets really cold here. I mean, it's 70 today, and it's hot, in my opinion.
Now, that's interesting, 70's hot, for us, that's great weather. Man, you guys might die from a heat stroke if it gets to 80, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all cool. Hey, you hear us talking about the Oklahoma-Miami series. Hey, you're from down south. You're kind of in the neighborhood. Tell us about it. Who are you going for, Oklahoma or Miami on this one? Give us your analysis.
Well, I look at Oklahoma City, and I see a better overall team. They play better together. And the main thing, like you said earlier, they're younger. And I think Miami, I said that the other day too, Miami looks like an old team compared to OKC. And I think the NBA and the officials wanted that game, too, to go to Miami to make the series interesting. But I really don't think Miami has a shot to win this series, man. And that's saying a lot because I respect LeBron and Dwayne Wade, but they're not better than Durant and Westbrook. Yeah, with the rest of the role players that OKC has. I don't think Miami has enough role players really to take the pressure off where – You know, Durant can have Westbrook dishing him the ball and other people where LeBron and Dwayne Wade have to create their own shots too much, and I think it wears them down. And I think over a seven-game series, you'll see that.
Yeah, and I think I may have picked up the line from you because I started paying attention, and this team, even though they were in the lead, they looked old. It was odd, and they're not by any means just old. Yeah, they can run around them. I mean, Durant's 23, and this kid, I was telling my wife as we were watching the game, she goes, watch that guy. She goes, which one? All right, hold on, let me get his number. She's, oh, 35, that's the one. And she was watching for a while, and she said, man, this guy's good. Yeah, you've been only watching for 5 minutes. Durant is good, and she said that. These guys are fast. And sure enough, I don't know if it's going to go seven games, guys, because – Oklahoma City, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, was Miami up 18-2 at one point?
Yes.
Yep.
18-2?
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the game. I mean, if they scored just a few more shots, it would have been over. Mm-hmm. Wow. But anyway, okay.
You know, but they are going back to Miami for the next three games. This is, I hate the 3-2-3 series.
I love it. That's baseball.
Nah, I like
I like a 2-2-1-1-1 because that three games on the road is difficult in a row.
Hey, big dog. I totally agree with you. I want the 2-2-1-1-1 back.
You see, I've always been a 2-3-2, and that's the way it's always been in baseball for the World Series. And when they did that in basketball, then that's what really puts pressure in games 1 and 2. You gotta do well, but it's okay. I understand that basketball has the two. Well, they had. Wait a minute, basketball was 2-3-2 also a while back in the 80s?
No, never was.
Boston, Lakers.
Never was. It didn't start till I believe, either 1989 or 1991, something like that.
That they went 2-2-1-1-1.
No, that they went 2-3-2. It was always for the entire 80s, it was 2-2-1-1-1. I mean, they might have started in 89. That's when we had Game 6 and 7 that we won in 88.
I'm dumbfounded, gentlemen. I mean, Nick, I know this is probably before you were born, and I do apologize. We're not trying to be elitist here. But Tim in the chat room is saying, good point, big dog. I mean, come on, cut it out. Basketball has had 2-3-2 in the 80s. I remember Boston. Celtics, it was 2-3-2. Is the scorekeeper going to have to educate you on this one, big dog? Uh-oh, I think the big dog's pissed. Hey, guys.
No, I'm looking
Okay, well, Guys, we do have a lot of other stuff that we're going to go over. Why the big dog proves me wrong, and I'm prepared to be proved wrong, but, I mean, damn, I know I'm getting old here, and I'm probably three times the age of Nick, and I'm 43, dude. I get that. No, actually, I might be four times his age. Just kidding. Sorry, I'll let it go. Did you notice the silence? It might have been. Oh, well, you guys, the big dog finds that out and proves me wrong. Do you guys have anything else that you wish to talk about right now? Because I'm at a loss. The big dog's 2 feet in front of me. He can kill me.
Hey, I want to talk about Ray Allen or Kevin Garnett and Rondo, what they did. And I see your point. But I'm also, you know, in a game seven, you know, where the tempers are flaring during the whole game, I kind of look at it as like it might have been good he walked off the court because something could happen in a contact sport like basketball or football. That's why they don't. I don't think he should have shook hands if his temper was, you know, if he was on edge or if he was too angry. Because I would rather walk off the court than to, you know, have a fight break out on the court because there was a lot of trash talking and some cheap shots going on in that game seven, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there was, but I mean, Garnett is an instigator to most of that because, I mean, that's just what he's always done his entire career. But the fact that, I mean, they've lost before in other series, I mean, I don't know what made this one any more special that they had. The fact that he and Rondo, though, left, you know, was surprising because Rondo's usually pretty calm and even-keeled, but, you know, they gave no excuses. And the fact that Garnett didn't even speak to reporters, I mean, that's why he got nailed for that $25,000.
Yeah.
I understand if you're mad at the time, but I think, I mean, Garnett's been around long enough. I mean, he is at the tail end of his career. He's got maybe 2 years left in his tank, maybe. You know, he's been there enough times where he realizes, I mean, even if you walk off the court, maybe go back later or even just go to the podium and say, hey, guys, you know what? I didn't want to start a fight. Just like you said, you know, emotions were running high. I didn't want to say or do anything that would have caused harm to somebody, so that's why I didn't shake anybody's hand, but I'm here now to answer questions or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he didn't even do that. And just real quick, in answer to scorekeeper's question, the format was changed in 1985. 2-3-2-3.
Yeah.
Or
2-3-2.
2-3-2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess the scorekeeper...
I missed it by 2 years.
Yeah, so I guess I was kind of right there, but it's okay. So were you?
I said 88.
No, I said that they had a 2-3-2 before.
And well, they started it in 85. So before that, it was 2-2-1-1-1.
Before that, it was 2-2?
1-1-1, yes.
Okay, well, I don't know before then. I was in high school in 1983 through 87. I didn't know who the hell the Lakers were prior to that. Okay, now also going on with the whole thing about Garnett and Rondo, I want to throw something in there. You know, I get it. I've actually been there when the game is that tight and you are there, and it's rough. It's rough because there was a lot of trash talking. There was a lot of hard fouling during the game. The emotions were running high. I get it. I don't know, guys. I've never been in that sort of a situation. I've been in tight games where right after it, you are one unhappy camper. And the worst thing is you want to go out there and shake someone's hand. That guy was spiking me all day long. You know, that guy was doing all this stuff. It is very difficult. And it just surprised me that Rondo and Garnett walked away. But I do know that game was nasty, guys. That's why I'm not going to throw a rock in that situation. It's hard, dude. I get it. It's very, very hard to judge them because they always shake everyone's hands. And I think maybe this might have been one of those that I think the emotion got the best of them. So you know what? You apologize and move on. And I think that's the best way to handle it. This isn't LeBron James throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
Okay, big dog.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go on, ladies and gentlemen. We have some more news that we're going to go over. I tell you, we've got just a few minutes left. We're about down to 20 minutes. There was something that I wanted to go over in the Roger Clemens trial, as you guys know. It's now, I believe, going to the jury because they have the closing arguments. So it was interesting because the lawyers in the Roger Clemens perjury trial used their closing arguments to conjure two parallel universes. The defense is inhabited by a man they cast as in the inveterate liar, Brian McNamee, while the prosecution's by Clemens, who they described as a serial deceiver. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is like the presidential election. when a 100 Nobel laureate economics majors say that this plan will work, as opposed to 500 economic doctors? Which one is, you know, which one's going to hold more sway? 100 Nobel laureates or 500 doctors? Which one is it, guys, in this case? Which one do you think it's going to be? Is Clemens going to be found guilty? Nick?
Yeah, he's going to be found guilty. I know he is. It's just so obvious that he is. I mean, all this stuff is pointless. All the trials going on and stuff. He is guilty.
Okay. What do you think? Is it going to be something where he's going to get some jail time?
Yeah, I think he will get some jail time. Not much, maybe. I'm not sure what would go on after that, but yeah, I think jail time would be in the mix there of what he would get.
It depends where Roger Clemens goes to jail, but can you imagine? I can think of it now. The inmates are going to come up with a brand new move for Roger Clemens. This is what it means to be thrown under the bus, young man. Oh, my goodness. I now switch it to our compatriot who joins us on Sunday mornings with the Couch Potato. What do you think? Is Clemens going to get some jail time? Is he going to be guilty?
I sure hope not. I mean, there's other things going on in this world besides Roger Clemens taking steroids. I think he's guilty of taking them, but I think this is dragged on long enough, and I'm just tired of hearing about Roger Clemens and his steroid usage. I mean, you know, he did. A lot of players have used it, but I think maybe he's not guilty. I mean, because you have to prove all of this stuff. You know, you saw Ryan Braun, what happened with all of that. I think it's he said, she said going on. But honestly, do you think Roger Clemens deserves to go to jail for taking steroids? I say no.
That was a good question. Should he go to jail for taking steroids? I just think he should be found guilty. I don't think he's going to go to jail.
Yeah.
To answer your question, no, but I would be satisfied with the felony on his record. I would, honestly. If he goes to jail, whatever. I mean, this is something he's going to have to deal with the rest of his life. Steroid use never goes away.
We'll make him the Hall of Fame. I don't think he really cares.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he cares, though.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does, dude.
But he deserves the Hall of Fame, though. I mean, he really does. He's a great player, just like Barry Bonds. You know, he took steroids, but Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before the steroids. So I just think, you know, I just don't think you should tarnish someone's career over one mistake. And I think Roger Clemens lied because, he had nothing to gain by saying yes, really, that he did take them. So he just covered it up and just said no because, I don't know, at the time he took them, was it really against the rules to take steroids?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is because,
okay.
As everyone says, even though steroids is not mentioned, yeah, the league rules are you may not take any illegal substances, and when you take steroids without a doctor's prescription, let me see, how many laws do you break on that one? Quite a few.
And you know, and the thing is,
because steroids are prescribed by doctors.
Yeah.
And the only time you can take a steroid is prescribed by a doctor. And he took it without a doctor. He took it by a medical trainer, Brian McNamee.
So what I was going to say is, you know, like they say, you know, he shouldn't be blamed for one mistake. It'd be true if he only took it once, but he didn't. He took it for years, you know, and that's not one mistake. That is doing it over and over and over again, just like Barry Bonds. Yeah, he might have had a Hall of Fame career beforehand, but the fact is he had to enhance himself towards the end of his career to keep up those stats. So that pretty much knocks you out of whatever you were doing beforehand, because what you're doing now takes precedence over that, and you try to keep your stats up there, so you padded your stats illegally by taking something that you weren't supposed to be taking that gave you the advantage over everyone else. That pretty much knocks you out of the Hall of Fame. I mean, you did something illegal, and that's why Pete Rose is in there. Although I feel Pete Rose should not be held accountable as a player for what he did as a manager. What he did on the field had nothing to do with his betting on games while he was in management. So as a player, I feel he should go in. But, of course, Major League Baseball does not differentiate between player and manager. It is just the person.
I've told you this. Pete Rose will go into the Hall of Fame
after he dies.
And once he's dead. But I'd like to go back to the Barry Bonds issue very quickly. And this one pains me. I mean, look, you guys know I don't really care for Barry Bonds.
Yeah, nor do I.
But yeah, but it doesn't really matter. You have to look at what he is. And when you look at his numbers, as that sly, live hitter that was just so dangerous, so good, his numbers were Hall of Fame numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, man, he just got greedy. He just got greedy. And it's like, why did he do it? I really feel that he had Hall of Fame numbers.
No, he did.
Yeah.
Had he not taken steroids, the numbers probably wouldn't have been as impressive as they are now.
I think they were still impressive.
They would have been damn impressive, though.
And I think a lot of baseball fans are just denied because they're angry because we believed in his raw ability. It was so rare to see someone that much older. And remember the joke, guys, for about 2-3 years? He sees one pitch and he crushes that one pitch. Remember that? He would get one pitch a game and he would hammer it. Yeah, I'm sorry. What was that, Big Dog? Knocked the one out of it?
He would knock the shit out of it.
and he did. And it was like, wow. It was amazing. And I forget which comedian said it on a program on HBO about Barry Bonds. He says, you can't get a ticket last week for speeding. You know, you can't get a ticket today for speeding. And it's true. And I'm satisfied with Barry Bonds. He is now a convicted perjurer. That's it. It's done. Move on. Now, I'm going to withhold my issue on the Hall of Fame vote because he's not eligible just yet. And when the time comes, I think I'll decide whether he should be in the Hall of Fame or not. Mark McGwire, on the other hand, should never be in the Hall of Fame.
Why? He was
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, I just said, yeah, definitely. Mark does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame at all.
And I'll tell you why. Well, I didn't get all of that, Nick, because I think the call went. Let us have your comment again, please.
I was just agreeing with you. I don't think Mark deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, I believe. Oh, so you believe Mark should be in the Hall of Fame?
No, shouldn't.
Oh, then you and I are on the same page. Mark McGwire should not be in the Hall of Fame, in my humble opinion. I believe it should be that he should not go in because he himself, look, everyone says, well, you still have to have the talent, the God-given talent to be able to hit the ball. But Mark McGwire, out of his own words said, the only reason why I started taking steroids was because everyone was talking about me and saying, oh, he's hurt again. Oh, he's always out. Oh, he can't play anymore. Mark McGwire himself said, I took steroids so I could be healthy. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, if Mark McGwire didn't take steroids, he couldn't hit the ball.
But if I'm not mistaken, the steroids that he was taking at the time when he was taking them were not illegal, the type of steroid he was taking. And when that was also...
Are you talking about the creatine and all that stuff?
Yes.
Not the only thing he was taking.
Okay, I understand that. But now did he say I was taking illegal stuff?
Well, who do you believe? Jose Canseco or do you believe Mark McGwire?
It depends. I mean,
Canseco says he shot him.
Yeah, he also
and
said...
And everything that Jose Canseco has said has been turning out to be true.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still hearsay.
Well, I don't know if it's hearsay, dude. Mark McGwire, I mean, Jose Canseco said he did that. That's not hearsay. Hearsay
And Mark McGwire says, no, he didn't. So it's a he said thing.
Well, okay, hold on. Mark McGwire said he did take steroids,
but
and the only reason why he took steroids was so that he could be healthy again.
I understand that, but that's not what I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm disagreeing with the fact is when they asked him about, hey, Canseco says he shot you up with steroids, he's like, no, he didn't.
No, he did not. He said, I plead the fifth. I don't want to get into this. Because Congress asked him, did you take steroids of an illegal nature? And he says, I'm not here to talk about the past.
Okay. So, yeah. So, but I could have sworn that when they asked him about Canseco, he denied Canseco.
Again, the brother was coming out with a tell-all book, and that's the only reason why McGuire came clean, was the brother was coming out with a tell-all book, not because, oh, I think I've reached, I've hit the right time in my career that I'm ready to talk about this.
I understand that, but
no, he was pissed with his brother.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, when asked specifically about did Canseco shoot you with steroids, I could have sworn he said no, he did not. So, who do you believe in?
Well, let me see. Up until this point, Canseco has been proving to be telling the truth on absolutely everything.
Okay. So based on that, that makes McGuire a liar? McGuire came forward also. Whether it be forced or not, he still came forward. Everybody in the world knows Barry Bonds took steroids, and yet he won't admit to it. Everybody, come on. You yourself know he took steroids. I know he took steroids. He knows he took steroids, but he won't admit to it.
Yeah.
So, okay, we know he's a liar. So the fact that McGuire came forward and said, I took steroids. Whether it be that his hand was forced or not is beside the point. He still came forward. So how is he a liar? He admitted to taking steroids. Excuse me.
I believe Canseco.
Okay.
So that's it. And McGuire should not be in the Hall of Fame because the only reason why is because McGuire's numbers became Hall of Fame numbers because of the steroids. The issue with Bonds was he already had Hall of Fame numbers.
He was pretty good before.
He had 446, what?
No.
He was nowhere close to Hall of Fame numbers.
Not even with the home runs, because I could have sworn with the Bash Brothers. What, were they already taking steroids at that time?
Go ahead, Tim. If you don't mind, Tim, pull up the numbers from 1988, 89, when he started getting hurt for those years. 2 years were lost. If you don't mind, Tim. Or, you know what, I'll pull up the numbers right now. Go ahead, Nick. I know you're still with us. And if you want to comment on it.
Tim said Jose Canseco was just trying to sell books.
Yeah, but I read the books and they're real. Everything he said has come to pass. Not one thing that Jose Canseco has said has been proven false. That's the thing. Let's look up Mark McGuire, ladies and gentlemen. Nick and I are on the same page, but I don't know if Nick wants to answer. I think we're just splitting hairs here at this point. But did you want to
say anything
else? Just real quick before you say that, Tim, yeah, the proof is big head, little balls.
I believe McGuire.
No. He says everybody assumes Bond took steroids. The proof, please. Big head, little balls.
Yeah.
Period.
His head blew up.
And his balls shrank, according to his girlfriend.
Along with the
acne and everything else that comes along with the steroids. So there's the proof, Tim. Sorry. I know we've been agreeing all day, but...
Yeah. Nick, go ahead.
I really have nothing to say other than I agree. I think it's just repetitive. I mean, I agree. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I don't have much more than that. I'm not super knowledged on the subject, but yeah, I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame at all.
Okay, appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. In 1993, he played 27 games. In 1994, he played 47 games, where his averages were just going down. In 1991, he had 201. It was like Mark McGuire was just on the way down. He did rebound in 92, where he hit 42 home runs and 104 RBIs. And he was gone for 2 years. He was always hurt. He was having problems. And then he comes back. And he hit 39, 52, 34, 24, 58, 70, 65, 32, and 29 home runs.
Okay, I know. But
so prior to the steroid use in 93, 94, he did not have Hall of Fame numbers.
What were his home run numbers before that?
Well, let's do the math. He had 3, 49, 32, 33, 39, 22, and 42. Between 2 and 300 home runs. That was it. Maybe between 2 on the lower side of 200. That's what he had. And it just...
What, 5 years?
Well, yeah, we'll say 6 years. Yeah. Yeah, 6 years. And we all know, again, he was having calf problems, and that's what he did. He was always hurt. So the argument with McGuire, I think, is easy. he by his own admission, he has said, well, the only reason why I took steroids is because I couldn't play the game. I was always hurt. So by definition, he was no longer hurt because steroids made him stronger and healthier. So he's never going to go in the Hall of Fame, in my humble opinion. And here was the thing. Remember, guys, I said that McGuire would actually get a huge sympathy vote, and there was a chance that McGuire might actually make the Hall of Fame. But then he admitted it, and that threw it all to hell. And the only reason why he admitted it was because he was trying to beat his brother to the punch. Because the brother had
it
to tell-all book. Go ahead, Nick.
I just think that Mark McGuire, what you just said, that he's trying to become better because he was getting hurt so much. Well, that's some people are good at baseball and everything. Some people aren't, and he just kept getting hurt, so he shouldn't. He tried to change who he is, and that now it's screwing him up big time. He shouldn't have taken them at all, and that's why I don't think he belongs. He tried to change himself, but it's for the better. But it turned out to be horrible for him, and I disagree. I don't think he should get it. I don't think he would get sympathy votes because we all know he took steroids. So I don't think the sympathy votes would be there for him.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that sympathy vote's gone. I don't think he's going to make it. And it's a shame, too.
Tim said the power was always there. He hit 200-plus before health issues and 49 as a rookie.
Yeah.
So before we get away, I know we only have about 4 minutes left. I do want to get to this one article that I want scorekeepers to...
Please, big dog.
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yeah, that was Nick.
Is going to remain in jail. This is a good one. He had a request by his lawyers to let him out of jail because of low-quality food and water have threatened his health, and it was denied by the Las Vegas judge who said he should eat and drink whatever is being given to him behind bars.
What?
Justice of the Peace Melissa Saragosa wrote in her late Wednesday decision that the water was being made available to Mayweather around the clock, and the only reason he isn't eating properly is because he refuses to eat the provided meals. Saragosa said Mayweather's complaints that he is unable to exercise in jail were also unfounded. She said while physical training areas and time provided to Mayweather may not be consistent with his prior regimen, he is still indeed provided sufficient space and time for physical activity if he so chooses. Since a mere 10 days after Mayweather turned himself in to begin his 3-month sentence, his legal team filed an emergency motion Monday asking for the court to put him under house arrest or move him to a general population, something jail officials had avoided to protect the celebrity fighter. The motion claimed the undefeated champion may never fight again because he's getting out of shape in solitary confinement. Come on, guys. 10 days and he's getting out of shape. Since Mayweather's lawyer didn't immediately return a phone message late Wednesday, he said that he is not seeking special treatment for the 35-year-old fighter. It said Mayweather is used to eating about 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day and that he's taking in fewer than 800 calories a day, and he also isn't drinking enough water because he's not allowed bottled water and he doesn't like tap water. Well, you know what, tough shit? You shouldn't have beat up your girlfriend, you idiot. That would have kept you out of goddamn jail. You know what? You're a convicted felon. Get in jail, eat the food they give you, drink the water they give you, shut the hell up, and serve your 3 months and get out.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're down a minute. I want to thank all of our callers that came into the program and everyone listening both live and in the archive. We are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Big Dog, no argument there. I agree 100%.
And you know what? Hats off to that judge for saying, you know what, just because you're a star, I don't care. You're a felon, get your ass in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, you want a bottle of water, you shouldn't have beaten up your girlfriend.
House arrest, yeah. Let me spend the house arrest in my 10,000-square-foot mansion.
It's not as big as the Couch Potatoes Palatial Mansion. Be good. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you guys. Do appreciate it. And I'm sorry?
Does Couch have a show now?
I don't know if Couch Potatoes having a program. I don't think so. It's going to be good, but... Oh, no, it's not. I think he's going to be taking his girls. There it is. Nick, thank you. We're down to 10 seconds. Guys, see you. See ya.
See you guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your sports.
Too.